Thursday, March 17th, that's St. Paddy's Day. A happy St. Paddy's Day to you. $4,220. That's how much money we've raised. This is fundraising podcast marathon. Day six, raising money for Back on My Feet Baltimore. Back on My Feet Baltimore helps homeless people gain employment and sustainable housing through running and education. Anyway, we're going to get our Irish on tonight. I'm going to play two fake Irish songs written by some guy named John T. Werzer and two real Irish songs written long, long time ago. This first one's a fake Irish song from 1983. That was a long time ago, too. It's called Martha Dear. Can you tell me, is it true that the children have grown? Oh, Martha dear, can you tell me, is it true that the children have grown? I was just on my way to the market, and I saw them all hoarding a bone. They were spitting on drunkards who begged for a dime, and they knew that it was just for the phone. Oh God, don't tell me, Martha dear, that it's true that the children have grown. And when my father and I used to play in the park, he would say that to win was no crime, but to pardon myself of 10,000 sins was not worth it to win all the time. And now I'm looking at those who have climbed to the top, and I call, but there's nobody home. Oh God, don't tell me, Martha dear, that it's true that the children have grown. That this world is a hard, nasty place, but I wonder just why this is so. Oh, when you're taught in your school that survival's the rule, there's no room for the kindness to grow. Is there help on the way? Is there something to say, or is this everything I'll be shown? Oh God, don't tell me, Martha dear, that it's true that the children have grown. Oh God, don't tell me, Martha dear, that it's true that the children have grown. Wow, hard to believe I was 21, 22 years old when that song was born. Anyway. Yeah. We need the children to donate more. We've had lots of donations from older folks with lots of money. We've had some donations from younger folks with smaller amounts of money, but those are the ones who need to step up and get us this last $1,800. Anybody who's ever run knows the last third of the race, that's the hard part to win. Let's see, I can remember how this one goes. This song was written in 1798. You thought I was old. Oh, Patty dear, now did you hear the news that's going round? the shamrock by law forbid to grow on Irish ground. No more St. Patrick's Day will keep his colour, can't be seen. For there's a cruel law against the wearing of the green. I met with Napper Tandy, and he took me by the hand. And he said, how is poor Ireland, and how does she stand? She's the most distressful country that ever yet was seen. For they're hanging the men and women there for wearing of the green. So if the colour we must wear be England's cruel red, then let it remind us of the blood that we have shed. And pull the shamrock from your hat and throw it on the sod. Oh, but never fear, it will take root there underfoot it's trod. When laws can stop the blades of grass from a-growing as they grow, and when the leaves in summertime their colors dare not show, then I will change the color too I wear in my colleen. But until that day, please God, I'll stick to wearing of the green. Oh, Patty dear, now did you hear the news that's going around? Wearing of the shamrock is forbid on Irish ground. No St. Patrick's Day no more will it keep, its colour can't be seen. For they're hanging men and women there for wearing of the green.
I imagine back when that song was written, it was quite the rebellious anthem. And this next one's quite a more recent Irish song. I think this one probably came from Broadway or Hollywood, but I didn't look it up. But it's a little more upbeat than the first two that were lamenting the demise of morality in our children and a government that was suppressing its people or oppressing its people or both.
Well, I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. One leaf is sunshine, the second is rain, third is the roses that grow in the lane. You know there's no need explaining, no one remaining is somebody I adore. Well, I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. Four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. One leaf is sunshine, the second is rain, third is the roses that grow in the lane. No need explaining, no one remaining is somebody I adore. Well, I'm looking over a four-leaf before.
If anybody can find more verses to that song, please email me, because all I had in my archives is play this twice. Anyway, it's www.johntwerzer.com or www.helpyourselfmusic.net. Click on the logo for Back on My Feet, or the thing that says donate.
it will take you to a secure page where you can make your donation in private.
So we had a bit of editing here on the last song. Sorry. The last song is the only song I know, and I screwed it up, so... Oh, I don't know. I don't know. This is my favorite Irish-style song. I think I wrote this. Sometime around 1991 or two, it was on a album that I wrote called It's a Comic Book World, shortly after starting this career in comic books, before I ascended to being the, like, 62nd most powerful man in comic books or whatever I supposedly am. It's called Are You Just an Angel on the Dark Side of the Sun.
So let's let the night go quiet and be happy with our lot. There's nothing the future that will have to be forgotten, like the painful, wistful memories that we toasted long ago on a frozen, windy, quiet night through an ice storm down below, when you thought I was the savior, and I thought you were the queen, until suddenly reality just burst upon the scene. Too much, I guess, to be undressed in fragrance and in fun. And now you're just an angel on the dark side of the sun. And I wonder what you do there as you dream of pots of gold. All the riches you've been chasing, all the stories you've been told. Well, have you found a decent man yet? In that web of hope that you've spun? Or are you just an angel on the dark side of the sun? You know, I could use a lucky leprechaun just to change my point of view. And I could use a girl in a bright green dress, and I'd like it to be you. But it seems that an Irish lullaby cannot reach oblivion, where you sit just like an angel on the dark side of the sun. Honey, are you just an angel on the dark side of the sun?
That's it. Go to helpyourselfmusic.net or johntwerzer.com. Make a donation. Look in your wallet. Look at the first bill you see in your wallet. If it's a 20, make a $20 donation. If it's a 5, make a $5 donation. If it's a 1, go on the website, get out your credit card, make a $1 donation. More tomorrow night.